It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me, Adam Bash. I don't know why I paused weirdly there. It was kind of strange. Anyway, welcome to This Day is History. Hey, you're ready for a great day? You ready to talk about celebrity birthdays? Oh boy, I am. Let's talk about it a little bit. In case you have never listened to the show before, I met an angel of death and destruction named Adriel in late August, and they gave me the power slash curse to erase one day from history. And with it, everyone that was ever born on that day. So, of course, I am using my knowledge of celebrities and their birthdays to determine this strictly on pop culture. So we're looking at October now. We're into October. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. We did this all through September. September had a losing day, which was September 30th. And then we're going to travel through to the end of the year. We'll have 12 losing days, one from each month. We'll pit them off against each other in a battle royale. It'll be wonderful. Okay, but let's talk about today. Okay, but first, before we can talk about today, we got to talk about yesterday. Right, what happened yesterday? Not a lot of notable people yesterday from the honorable mention side of things, I suppose. But we did have, I guess, a fairly decent 3-2-1. We had Zach Galifianakis, Walter Matthau, and Julie Andrews. Okay, so from a 3-2-1 perspective, that's not terrible. You know, there were some big names in there. And it was nice yesterday just to be able to, I guess, enjoy the names that were there and not really have to worry too awful much about, you know, big picture, who else we had to rate them against or anything like that. So today we have that added caveat that we have to weigh those people against today's birthdays. And so let's jump right into it. All right, today's honorable mentions, we don't have a ton. We have a few, not a ton. Avery Brooks, who played Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. He's an October 2nd baby. Let's see, who else? Who else is in here? Lorraine Bracco. Well known for her role as the psychiatrist of which his name I don't remember on The Sopranos. But she was also perhaps even better known for her role in Goodfellas, where she played, also I don't remember her name from that either. But anyway, yeah, so she was good in all those things. Tiffany, the singer of, the cover of I Think We're Alone Now. It was a cover, and it made her quite popular with all of the youngins in 1987. And she was born on October 2nd as well. So there you go, Tiffany, who was what I'd consider a mall pop singer. Perhaps a bigger name, Don McLean. You may know Don McLean as the guy that wrote American Pie. Okay, so that's a really pretty big hit song. He did some other stuff too, but most people only know him as the guy that sings American Pie. Okay, so that's pretty much it for honorable mentions. We're going to run really quickly through our 3-2-1 here. There's some big names, and a real small name. Okay, so we're going to jump into it. Number 3, Kelly Ripa. Okay, Kelly Ripa is not someone that I am even remotely a fan of. But I will say that Kelly Ripa has been a staple on daytime TV for, you know, quite a while now. And so in that vein, I think that she has kind of shaped daytime TV to a certain extent. You know, I don't believe that we as a people would have been lost without Kelly Ripa. You know, if Kelly Ripa wasn't in the world ever, I think that the world would have kind of carried on. It wouldn't look too dissimilar to how it looks right now. I think we probably would have been able to weather that particular storm. Okay. Moving on to number 2. Number 2 is Sting. Yeah. Not the wrestler, but the singer, Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, who is well known just on his own merits as a solo artist, but did even, in my opinion, greater work with The Police. And I was, and am, a fair fan of The Police. There's a handful of Police songs that I just really will get down to. I don't consider myself a huge fan of the Police. I don't know a lot of their deep cuts. I've never owned a Police album. But if there's a Police song on the radio and it's not, if it's not Don't Stand So Close to Me, then I will probably listen to it. I can't listen to Don't Stand So Close to Me. I used to be able to listen to Don't Stand So Close to Me, and I like that song. It's groovy as hell. But once I became a teacher, basically once you become a teacher, you can never listen to Don't Stand So Close to Me ever again because of the implications. So Sting would be a big loss, I feel. Sting is, he's a very influential artist. Influential on people's beliefs on tantric sex as well, which, I mean, we really can't weigh too awfully heavy, but he was also in The Simpsons, and he played himself in The Simpsons when Bart pretended to be trapped, a little boy trapped down a well, you know, and he helped try to dig him out. Good old Gordon, you know, and I think Sting's the type of guy that would do that. I think Sting is the type of guy that if he heard there was a little boy stuck down a well, he'd roll up his sleeves. If he had them, he might not have them. It might be in a tank top situation. But either way, if it was a tank top situation, he'd roll up the straps and just get to town with a pickaxe. You know, I feel like Gordon would absolutely be that type of guy. So good job. Good job, Sting. I'm a fan. Number one, though, man, this is going back. This is now This might catch you off guard because this is definitely the oldest number one we have ever had. He's not alive still. He's been long since dead, but he was the number one that was born the longest ago, you know, surpassing Ray Charles from not too awful long ago. Number one, born on October 2nd, 1890, is the man himself, Groucho Marx. Now, if you've not watched much Marx Brothers filmography, that's a big loss on your part. If you've never really watched a Marx Brothers movie, I would suggest to fix that by either going and watching Duck Soup. Duck Soup is probably my favorite Marx Brothers movie, or A Day at the Races. A Day at the Races is also quite good. You know, I've said in the past that I'm not a huge fan of slapstick comedy. But you know, of course, when you go back to some of those like 40s and 30s movies, you know, you got to expect a little bit of the slapstick. You know, the Marx Brothers were basically like the thinking man's Three Stooges, and that even does a disservice to them because the Three Stooges were effectively a non-thinking man's Marx Brothers. Okay, and I appreciated and still, I guess, do to a certain level appreciate the Three Stooges, especially during the Mo, Larry, Curly years. I was never a big Shemp fan. That's just me. And Joe Besser, don't even get me started. But let's just say that I did like and did watch a fair amount of Three Stooges as a child in, of course, rerun form. I am not quite that old, but as I got older, I started watching Marx Brothers. And Marx Brothers movies, you didn't really see a lot of in syndication. They didn't have a lot of these short films that the Three Stooges had that easily translated into syndication. And so, you know, you had to kind of go out of your way to watch a Marx Brothers movie in like the early 90s, right? And so it wasn't probably until I was in high school that I really started watching any Marx Brothers movies. But once I did, I really got into them. And the humor is subtle in some ways and just upfront and obvious in very, very many other ways. But I think Groucho consistently is the funniest of the Marx Brothers. And, you know, that even continued on later. If you ever watched You Bet Your Life, that was hilarious. And there was something to be said about if you appreciate improv. You Bet Your Life was pretty much improv. That wasn't like, I'm sure some of it was pre-scripted or pre-written, but for most of it, it was kind of like spur of the moment type stuff. And so maybe they had to take a few takes at it or things like that. But, you know, by and large, the man was brilliant, even in a moment. So now, of course, as is the case with probably anybody that did comedy in the 30s and 40s, there are some problematic roles of good old Groucho. But if you can overlook those, which I feel you kind of have to do if you want to have any conversation of like comedy from the early to mid 20th century, you kind of have to make this leap of overlooking problematic roles. If you can overlook that stuff, then Groucho Marx is probably one of the best comedians that have ever existed. And that is probably not hyperbolic. I say a lot of hyperbolic things in the world of this day's history, but I think that one I could probably show you some clips and feel pretty good about that statement. So let's do it. Let's line it up. Chalk to chalk. All right. So the threes. Well, the three from today, Kelly Ripa, isn't going to win out in a lot of situations. Okay. And so you line her up against most people, she's going to crumble. Okay. So we're going to line her up against yesterday's, which was, of course, I know it without even looking it up, Zach Galifianakis. Okay. So Zach Galifianakis versus Kelly Ripa. Zach is 100% the winner. He's a better interviewer even than Kelly Ripa. And that's Kelly Ripa's thing. Okay. Have you ever seen Between Two Ferns? Zach takes this. All right. Moving on to number two is Walter Matthau versus Sting. Man, I felt real good about Sting when I was thinking about like his chances. But when I think about Walter Matthau, how do you look at that living, breathing, effectively, he's a big hound dog. He's like a living, breathing, I guess. Like, okay, so hold on. I should rephrase this. Hound dogs are living and breathing. I don't have dead, non-breathing hound dogs in my world. I should say he is the human personification, the anthropomorphic version of a hound dog. And you look at his droopy face, and I don't know how you could say, sorry, buddy, you aren't as good as Sting. Okay, I don't feel like that's probably a thing that I could say to him. So, you know, I think Walter probably takes this one as well. So it's down to the ones. And with a little bit of a boost coming in is Julie Andrews coming up against today's number one, Groucho Marx. Wow. Boy, the question, the only question, I mean, Groucho Marx is obviously to me a far superior celebrity than Julie Andrews. And Julie Andrews is a big name, but it's Groucho Marx. So the only question we have to answer is, are the two and three from yesterday enough to overshadow that gulf between Julie Andrews and Groucho Marx? And honestly, it's not. Walter Matthau doesn't have that big of an advantage over Sting. And Zach Galifianakis crushes Kelly Ripa. But Zach Galifianakis isn't even in the conversation when it comes to Julie Andrews versus Groucho Marx. I mean, he really shouldn't be in the conversation at all. Okay, so on the weight of Groucho, basically alone, October 2nd, you're safe. October 1st, you're still on the chopping block, but don't feel too discouraged. I don't think it's going to be a long stay for you. You, by and large, are doing quite well for yourself. So just kind of don't get too worked up about it. We'll see what happens tomorrow right here on This Day's History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.